You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton. A newly revised indictment against Sean Diddy Combs has been filed, reinforcing the allegations without introducing any new charges. If found guilty, the music mogul could face a life sentence. Federal prosecutors have unveiled an enhanced indictment claiming that Combs orchestrated a large-scale criminal operation involving the assault and trafficking of women, leveraging his various business ventures. This updated indictment, submitted to a federal court in New York on Thursday, seeks to bolster the prosecution's case by elaborating on accusations within the alleged racketeering conspiracy. It specifies three victims whom Combs is accused of coercing into sex acts for financial gain. However, no additional charges have been added. Combs' attorney, Mark Agnifilo, contended that the new filing includes, quote, no new offenses, and criticized the prosecution's primary theory as flawed. He also dismissed the assertion that two of Combs' former girlfriends were, in fact, prostitutes. A spokesperson for Combs has yet to respond to requests for comment. This new filing supplements a September indictment that charged Combs with sex trafficking and racketeering, alleging he assaulted women and facilitated forced sexual encounters. Over the years, Combs has been accused of abusing, threatening, and coercing women and others to satisfy his sexual desires, safeguard his reputation, and hide his action, this according to the indictment. The sex trafficking allegations include claims that he manipulated women to partake in meticulously planned sexual performances with male workers who were often flown in from various states and countries. Among the fresh allegations in the updated indictment is a claim that Combs paid $100,000 to hotel security for footage related to a reported assault on his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, in March of 2016. The indictment asserts that when Combs' reputation or authority was at risk due to potential negative press, he and his associates, quote, intimidated witnesses and victims, including through attempted bribery, to remain silent and refrain from reporting their experiences to law enforcement. Prosecutors allege that Combs, quote, provided these victims and witnesses with a fabricated narrative to cover up his offenses. Additionally, prosecutors introduced a new element to the alleged criminal enterprise involving an unspecified kidnapping. Significantly, the revised indictment asserts that the criminal enterprise commenced in 2004 rather than 2008, as previously stated when Combs was first charged. It also mentions the involvement of psychedelic mushrooms and meth in the alleged misconduct. In a letter to the court following the updated indictment, Combs' legal team noted that the government has indicated its investigation remains, quote, active and ongoing, which could result in further charges. Combs' trial is scheduled to begin in May. If convicted, he could face a maximum sentence of life in prison.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A shocking shooting spree spanning Missouri and Arkansas leaves two people dead and one person critically injured. The fatal events unfolded over 2 days, culminating in the arrest of an Aurora woman. On the evening of January 22nd, Taylor Santiago, 31, allegedly decided to kill her estranged husband, Troy Huffman, after getting coffee at Casey's General Store in Aurora. She lured Huffman to her home under the pretense of allowing him to see their 12-year-old son. Neighbor Carla Rogers spoke to KY3 TV News.
The last time I saw him was about 2 weeks ago, and he was trying to get custody of his son Abel, and she was refusing him to let him see him.
According to police reports, once Huffman arrived, Santiago instructed their son to cover his ears, telling him she was, quote, going to take care of the bad guys, end quote. That's when she shot Huffman twice, killing him at their residence. After the murder, Santiago dragged Huffman's body out of the doorway, took his car keys, and drove approximately 50 miles to Carroll County, Arkansas. There, she continued her rampage by entering the home where her ex-partner, the biological father of another of her children, lived with his girlfriend. Both adults were shot. The woman died at the scene while the man was hospitalized in critical condition. Santiago's daughter was present during this second incident but was not hurt. Then at about 1:45 in the morning on January 23rd, Santiago surrendered herself to the Aurora Police and Fire Facility. She confessed to having killed her estranged husband and believed she had killed three people, unaware her ex-partner in Arkansas had survived. Santiago has been charged in Missouri with first-degree murder, first-degree robbery, unlawful use of a weapon, and endangering the welfare of a child. She is currently being held without bail at the Lawrence County Jail. Additional charges in Arkansas are expected related to the murder of the woman and the attempted murder of the man. The investigation continues.
I'm Drew Nelson. A Michigan mother planned to die with her three daughters and set their home on fire while they slept, the blaze killing her 12-year-old daughter and leaving her two younger children with injuries. Rokonda Singleton, age 46, remains in custody after the fire in Grand Rapids. Prosecutors say she poured lighter fluid in multiple rooms before lighting the house on fire. Investigators found seven smoke detectors hidden in a pillowcase in the backyard. Singleton admitting her intent, telling detectives, quote, "I did it. I'm not going to sit here and play like I am the victim."
Put it lightly, that's saying something. This is a shockingly cruel, unimaginable crime committed by a mom against her three kids. Being a 12-year-old, this just should not be anything that anyone's ever contemplated in the world, of that my mom is going to start the house on fire while I'm asleep in the bed.
Grand Rapids Police Chief Eric Winstrom says at first Singleton told police she did not know what happened. Later, she described how she set fires in a second floor bathroom and on a living room couch. She allegedly waited until her daughters were asleep before starting the fire. As the flames spread, Singleton stood outside while her children screamed. A stranger intervened, rescuing her 10-year-old and 7-year-old daughters. Firefighters pulled 12-year-old Shemiah Stewart from the burning home, but she suffered severe burns and died after 2 days in the ICU. Singleton appeared in court on arson and child abuse charges. A judge entered a not guilty plea on her behalf. Prosecutors expect additional charges to be filed, including murder. Her bond is set at $500,000. Court records show Singleton had a history of mental health struggles. She told investigators that her life, quote, took a turn in August and that she was unable to find help for herself and her family. Documents show that she was hospitalized for what's been described as a, quote, brief psychotic disorder, being placed in a treatment center. A court-ordered report described her as paranoid and disorganized. Authorities say Singleton planned to die with her daughters, quote, so they could be free. Outside the burning home, a memorial of stuffed animals and balloons honors little Shemiah. A GoFundMe has been set up to help her father and surviving sisters. And with the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.